Blog Talk.
I may be stupid, but I vote. And when I do, I pull Jay's lever and play with Matt's dangling Chad on I'm with Stupid on Blog Talk Radio. Vote, vote, vote.
So American scientific companies are crossbreeding humans and animals and coming up with mice with fully functioning human brains.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. The Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. In laboratory mice, the team has to fight. The Pinky. The Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain. Before midnight is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. The Pinky and the Brain, the Pinky and the Brain. Their twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy worth, they'll overthrow the earth. The Pinky. The Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain.
Good morning, happy Sunday, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. We're having a tea party today. I'm your co-host, Matt, and I'm emanating live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as he always does, a mere 644 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, I'm not too bad. I could
Hola,
be worse.
Bitches.
Well, there you go. So nice he had to say it twice. I'm doing pretty good. I will say it's a beautiful day, October day, warm, unusually warm here in Bagwine, Ohio. And the schmoopster cooked last night, and I'm still alive.
Excellent. What'd she cook?
Some beef or something with peppers in the crock pot and macaroni and cheese. It came out really well.
That sounds so yummy.
Yeah, it was very good, actually. And how are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm doing pretty good. I'm playing hurt today. I slammed my foot into the leg of a chair yesterday, just being, you know, the big, goofy, uncoordinated white guy that I am, and I had some pretty serious pain last night. And, you know, I was limping around. Thought I was going to have to be listed as questionable for today for a while, but I went to bed last night and it was hurting, but it wasn't bruising or really swelling or anything, so I didn't think it was broken. And I finally just turned on the electric blanket and put my foot under it, and it helped. The heat helped. So,
well, that's good. I
could
see
that,
you laying
Dr. Anonymous. Take that,
Dr.
Anonymous.
I could see you laying there like FDR.
So yeah, trying to stay warm when the temperature gets below 50 or 60.
So how'd those Razorbacks do yesterday?
Well, they kicked some ass is what they did.
Really?
They beat Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss 38-24.
That's good.
Despite the fact that their top two receivers and the quarterback all went down with injuries. The backups came in and held it together. Two weather delays because of lightning and storms in the area made it more like something like a five-hour game. But in the end, the Hogs won.
The Hogs always do win in the end, don't they?
In the end, that's right.
Yes, they do.
How did the Irish do yesterday?
You really didn't need to ask that. The Irish got sunk by a pesky squad of midshipmen for the United States Naval Academy. It was ugly. It was awful. And I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, it was unexpected. The I thought the
Not
Irish
totally.
Would go in there and win. Yeah. Well, you know, Notre Dame did win 43 consecutive against Navy, and now they've lost three of the last four.
True. So it's kind of like the yin and yang balancing out over
right.
time.
These 40 year runs that each team has.
Right. And it gets better today. Got a big day planned today. This afternoon. In case any of you didn't know, today is my son, Rhino. It's his 16th birthday. And later today, around 3:30, I'll be venturing into enemy territory as I go celebrate his birthday at a party over at the ex-in-laws. That'll be fun. It'll be 18 against 1.
A little insurgent attack in enemy territory. Are you going to be wearing camouflage and all that?
I was thinking about going naked.
They couldn't ignore you then, could they?
That's right.
Well, happy birthday to Rhino.
Exactly.
16. You know, it's somebody else's birthday today.
And whose might that be?
Somebody who Rhino probably is a big fan of. It is Tila Tequila's birthday.
Well.
One of the great misunderstood artists of our time.
You think so?
I think so, because I don't understand it. So.
She's a lot deeper than she appears to be.
I would hope so. So, hey, we have, I've got a shout-out I want to do real quick here, if you don't mind.
Oh, by all means.
A shout-out to my brother-in-law, Al, who retired from the Air Force on Friday of this week. 20 years, retired as a lieutenant colonel. Congrats, Al. Best of luck on your new ventures, and great job. Very impressive.
That is impressive, although it's kind of odd that he just couldn't break that lieutenant colonel and hop up to the full bird, isn't it?
Well, not really, because once you decide you're going to retire at 20, you stop working towards that for full bird colonel thing.
Yes. Well, anyway, folks, we're having a tea party today. We're going to talk politics. It won't be boring, so don't shut off BTR.
That's one that reminds me there, Matt, if you don't mind. BTR was doing the same thing last night that it has done for a while now, and occasionally this audio will just go away and it'll just be buffering. If that happens, just refresh the room. Last night during Dr. Anonymous's show, I had to refresh the room, I think, 3 times before it came back. But hang in there. Be persistent. Don't give up. Keep coming back.
Don't let the man keep you down.
That's right, because that's what the show is all about today, getting after the man.
And one of the people that I think is just one of the greatest American statesmen living today, and she is at the forefront of the Tea Party movement. She's a great individual, and she's kind of cute, and that would be the uber lovely Christine O'Donnell.
Absolutely. I think she epitomizes the Tea Party. I think she's everything the Tea Party ever dreamed of being. And we have a very, very special, well, you, because of your charm and wittiness, were able to score an interview with Christine O'Donnell.
It was a coup. It was fantastic. She came up here to the Bagwine Digs last night, and we did a little interview with Christine O'Donnell. So if you don't mind, Jay, I'll play that for you and our listeners.
Absolutely. Let's play it.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here with Delaware GOP senatorial candidate Christine O'Donnell. Ms. O'Donnell, welcome to I'm with Stupid.
Why, thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be stupid.
I mean, it's a pleasure to be on, Stupid. What?
Uh-huh. Now, Ms. O'Donnell...
Please call me Christine.
Okay. Now, Christine, I was wondering...
Or better, buttercream britches.
What?
Buttercream britches. Yeah, scratch Christine. Call me buttercream britches. I like that.
Okay. Now, Christine, I...
Matt?
Sorry, buttercream britches. I want to get beyond all the goofiness about witchcraft and masturbation and just ask you, politically, what makes you tick? I mean, what drives your political ideology and why are you running?
Well, Matt, last winter I was reading John Meacham's book, American Lion, about Andrew Jackson, and I was struck by Jackson's simplistic brilliance. Jackson's thoughts formed interesting juxtaposition with the nihilistic approach on society that Nietzsche proffered in his existential masterpiece, Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Wow, I mean, that's interesting.
I figured if I could somehow blend balance and nuance, those two schools of thought, into one coherent political template, which I have done, by the way, it would set this nation on the path toward a decidedly better future and help right the ship that is America. Which, if you haven't noticed, is listening more than the Italian naval fleet after the British attacked it while moored in the Gulf of Taranto in November of 1940.
Wow. Really?
No. I have no clue what I just said, and I don't have any idea who those people I mentioned are.
Well, then, what?
And while it sounds kind of hot, what's with that Must Spank Zarathustra crap? Frankly, it sounds made up.
Well, if that's not the reason you're running, why is your hand on my crotch?
I'm trying to increase your pole number.
Chris, buttercream britches, isn't this like masturbation, which you are against?
Not when I'm doing it to you, baby. Oh, yeah.
And there you have it, Jay. And then we lost audio after that.
That is, if that doesn't win a Pulitzer, I don't know what will. Well, that was one of the best interviews ever.
I know. I never realized she was so deep.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, people just get the what the liberal media tells them about people like her. And
exactly.
they don't realize how deep and thoughtful and intelligent she is.
No, it's all a game to the drive-by media, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The lamestream media, they just, you know, all they can do is tear people down and make fun of people, unlike us, who really respect people like Christina. Yeah, exactly. But I do have to say one thing about Miss O'Donnell. She makes me feel really guilty.
Why is that?
Well, you know, she's this big anti-masturbation crusader, right? And here I am lusting after her. And it's really wrong. I really, you know, it makes me feel dirty and guilty, and I don't like the guilty part. The dirty part's fine. But I think that, you know, I mean, she's cute. She's charming. She has a great sense of humor. Exactly. She has this great sense of humor. I mean, she said she is funny. And she's just, you know, in that interview or during that debate, when she didn't know what the First Amendment said and she was just like shocked about what the First Amendment was, I found that so endearing. So endearing, so cute, so sweet. And then I had to.
Very human.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to do something very human afterwards after watching her, which again made me feel guilty and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what I love most about her is that she's pure and innocent, which you can't find in women in their 40s these days. Exactly. You can usually only find it when you're watching the Disney Channel, which makes me feel dirty, guilty, and a little creepy. So, anyway, basically what I'm saying
is
that
often,
I wish Sharon... I'm saying that I wish Sharon Angle was the anti-masturbation crusader, because then I wouldn't have any problems at all.
Now there's another piece of work, and I mean that in the best sense. Sharon Angle is another one who has been ridiculed unfairly, in my opinion, because I think she is brilliant, and America needs her as we do Christine O'Donnell.
Oh, absolutely. It's imperative that people like Sharon Angle and Christine O'Donnell get to the United States Senate.
We've had enough Harry Reid's. It's time for some change. And we'd like to know who you think should be going to Washington come November 2nd. And you can let us know by calling 661-244-9852 and chat with Jay and I on I'm With Stupid. And, Jay, I think this would be a good time, too, to, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and make our major announcement.
I think that'd be a great idea, since we actually were going to do that at the beginning of the show. But we do have a major announcement that the show is on the move.
And where is it moving to?
We are moving.
I should say, to where is it moving?
It's on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 p.m. on the West Coast. Out there with all the loonies, the left-wing loonies on the West Coast, 8 p.m., perfect.
Exactly. And it's a better time. You can open up your bottle of scotch, your bottle of Jägermeister, your Goebel, and it's going to be quite a bit much more fun, because no one will have a hangover. They'll be working on it.
Exactly. Exactly. It would be difficult to oversleep and miss the Friday night show. And, you know, this show has a certain party atmosphere to it, or it's supposed to. And I think it'll fit in great on Friday nights that way.
Once again, Matt.
Do a little shout out to everyone in the chat room. We thank everyone for being here today. And we have several guests in the chat room. If you would like to participate in the chat room, guests, you can register with Blog Talk Radio. It's free and it's easy, just like your hosts. And then you can get in there in the chat room and mix it up with everyone.
You can throw hands.
Exactly. And if you would like to call in and protest the government with us, 661-244-9852 is the number. If you'd like to call in and support Christine O'Donnell like we do, although I doubt you'd support her as much as we do, but that's okay. And talking about Christine kind of makes me think of some of the other Tea Party hotties.
Such as who?
Well, I think that if we're talking oddies, we're talking Michelle Bachmann, Minnesota Congresswoman.
You know how I feel about her.
I know, and she is a special kind of sexy crazy.
She's 56, she wears pearl necklaces, and she is hot. And I can imagine the talk she puts out during sex.
Oh, you know it. Talking about re-education camps and concentration camps and doing away with the census. That's hot stuff right there.
And I can hear her saying, Matt, if you're no good, I'm going to exercise my Second Amendment rights on you and blow your head off.
As you're busy blowing your own head off.
Exactly. And only if I wish I could do that.
And, of course, we have the queen bee of all the Tea Partiers is Sarah Palin. who I know you also have a thing for.
Well, I used to, but and now instead of giving me a hard-on when I listen to her, she just gives me a nervous tick above my right eye, and it won't stop.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm disappointed because I tweeted Sarah Palin this morning about our tea party.
I
and,
saw that. Asked her
to come here, and she has not. And it hurts. I'm taking it personally. I think it hurts the cause. When news gets out, with the liberal media gets a hold of the fact that she snubbed us, it's going to be bad right here 1 week before the election. And I think you're making a bad move here, Sarah. You should have been here.
I don't know, Jay. She might be here. I'm having a feeling. It's just a feeling, but I'm pretty instinctive. I think Sarah Palin may be, if you look in the chat room, guest 735.
You think so? Well, I tell you what, if Sarah is guest 735, then I'll take it all back. But the only way to know is she'll have to call in.
And she could call in by dialing 661-244-9852.
Right. And, of course, we have to figure out a way to get Meghan McCain to join our tea party.
Oh, God. I'm not even joking. That chick is the hottest thing going on. Oh, my God. You talk about Zoftig. She is the epitome of a voluptuous woman.
Absolutely, and she is a pro-sex Republican, as we all should be. Well, many of them are, but they just don't admit it. They just express their pro-sex views with prostitutes or in the men's bathroom of the airport. But anyway.
Or in the case
Meghan
of Mark Foley with young interns.
Exactly. Meghan is awesome, though. I love Meghan. I don't think she gets on TV enough. They don't have her on enough. They need to talk to her more. She's deep. She's thoughtful. She has spectacular boobs.
I do see her often on the Rachel Maddow show, which I have a problem with.
That's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Meghan, I love you, but I got to listen to – oh, God, I got to listen to Rachel.
Absolutely. And, Rachel, and that left-wing drivel that she just spews. And making fun of us for our misspelled signs, that's uncalled for. That's just snooty elitism is all that is. Just typical of the liberals.
And if you're a liberal and would like to rebut us, you could call in at 661-244-9852. And I'll tell you what, Jay, I'll tell you what's really pissing me off, and I think this would be a really good start, is if we get rid of the federal interstate highway system. I'm tired of
Absolutely.
The fancy roads. Sure, I'll go to point A to point B, but I don't want to do it on the taxpayer's dime.
Exactly.
I'll hoof it if I have to.
But, well, you know, I mean, the obvious thing to do is to either tear them down or sell the highways to private companies at a reasonable price so that they can make a profit, and then allow them to charge us to drive on them.
I think Halliburton we could give a no-bid contract to Halliburton. They could set up a couple toll booths, and before you know it, we're making money.
Absolutely, and of course, we could keep the federal gas tax and just funnel that money straight to the corporations, as it should be. It's the only fair thing to do so that they can maintain the roads the way corporate America maintains all of their facilities and equipment.
Exactly. And I'll tell you another program that's always pissed me off. It's pretty much over now, but I can't believe this country spent millions of dollars on rural electrification. What's up with that? You know,
useless.
Get your electric. Yeah. Hey, you slept. Get your electricity somewhere on your own. For God's sakes, why does the government got to do it?
Exactly. I mean, if they want electricity in rural Tennessee, then they can build their own power plant.
Or if you want an electric blanket in Arkansas, damn it. Get a squirrel
you can
on
hook
a
up
pedestal
a,
and have him pedal.
That's exactly right. Or hook up an exercise bike to it and pedal for about an hour and a half. Crank up enough energy to keep the blanket warm till you get to sleep. You'll be staying healthy and staying warm. It works perfectly.
I see in the chat room that Augusto said, wait a minute, interstate highways are from Eisenhower, a known Republican. A little does he know.
Rhino.
He was a closet liberal.
Eisenhower, yeah, he's a rhino, Republican in name only.
I know.
He wasn't a real Republican.
No.
Yeah, there he was, you know, warning people about the military-industrial complex.
I know, what kind of crap is
that? Unbelievable. I mean, General Eisenhower turns around and goes anti-American and attacks the military like that. It's an outrage.
You know, most people don't know it, but he was the proponent of building the Berlin Wall.
Exactly. Which Joe Miller thinks was the greatest immigration idea ever.
Yeah, what's
candidate
up with
for
that?
Senate in Alaska.
Yeah, what's
well,
up with that?
He was talking about... But he's talking about immigration, about keeping people out, and he used East Germany as the perfect example of how, you know, East Germany got it right with their wall. He kind of forgot about the fact that wall was to keep people in, but details. We don't do details. We do ideas.
That's kind of like, that's why I like him so much, because as you know, I'm not a big detail kind of guy.
I've noticed.
But we'll save that for the production meeting.
Man, I tell you,
I will tell you an interesting thing. I'm sorry, Jay.
Go ahead.
After the microphone went out, and Christine and I were on the floor after the public interview, I said to her, it was the cutest thing. And there, just another example of how human and stuff she is. I said, so are you all excited about the big day? And she said, oh, yeah, we're going to have a big party and whatnot. And I said, well, that's great. Election day is pretty exciting, isn't it? And she said, well, no, I was talking about Halloween.
Which, by the way, next Friday night at 11 p.m. will be our Halloween show. We encourage everyone to tune in. It should be every bit as exciting and fun as this show has been, hopefully more.
And just to get you in the mood, and by the way, just to reiterate, that's October 29th at 11 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be having our Halloween extravaganza. Jay, I would like to ask you, just to get folks in the mood for that, why did the skeleton not go to the prom?
I don't know. Why?
He had no body to go with.
Hi-oh! But we've left out one person who I want to nominate as an honorary member of the Tea Party, or at least the Tea Party Hottie Brigade, and that is Arkansas's own Blanche Lincoln. Don't deny
it. I didn't want you to go there because you know how she makes me feel. And now,
yes.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue, and probably many of you think I shouldn't, but oh, my God, Blanche makes me feel, and there's no other word, she makes me feel oogly. It's that butch haircut,
uh-huh.
The jeans, the manly look, the twinkle in her eye.
Oh yeah, yeah. The short, oily, limp hair that she hasn't washed in 2 years. Yeah,
exactly.
The men's dress shirts, two size too big for her. Those jeans pulled all the way up under her boobs. That is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
You know, they ought to change Arkansas from the natural state to the gym state, because that chick is hot. Or better yet, the Blanche state.
The Blanche state, absolutely. And I feel bad for not voting for her. But she's a Democrat, and I don't vote for Democrats, of course. But I did go and vote this week. It was exciting. It was fun. The very first vote I got to make was not Blanche. Unfortunately, there was no Tea Party candidate, so I had to improvise. I voted for the Green Party guy.
Really?
I voted for the Green Party candidate. I assume Tea Party, Green Party, green tea, it worked for me.
It's actually a healthier vote.
Surprisingly enough, it's even healthier.
Your vote was full of antioxidants.
Yes, and it helps with the keeps the urinary tract clean and stuff like that, or so I've heard. Or I just made up one of the two, I don't know.
Okay, folks, 661-244-9852. Tell us about what federal programs you'd like to get rid of, or what position you would like to see Christine O'Donnell in. And
I've seen her in many positions in my mind. Oh, sorry.
Now going out to the left coast
there.
Yeah. Now going out to the left coast, there's an interesting gubernatorial race out there between Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman. And for those of you who don't know, someone from the Jerry Brown camp called her a whore. And
outrageous.
It was. But as I've mentioned before, since that accusation has been made, have you ever heard Meg Whitman deny that, Jay?
I think that that statement was beneath the dignity of Meg Whitman's actually even responding to it. That way she doesn't have to talk about it.
And you know that response from you just really threw me for a loop. I didn't see that coming. Always the jokester you are, aren't you?
Well, we didn't have Meg and Jerry on the outline here, so I had to wing it.
It's just like an anti-Blanche Lincoln person to do that.
Exactly. What do you expect? So, anyway, personally, I wish I lived in New York so I could vote for Carl Paladino.
He is the man. In fact, Jay, we got something coming up, and you better just lay off that, because we have another IWS exclusive surrounding Carl Paladino.
We do, and we have a phone call. We have a call, and this is a very special call.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Let's take it. Let's take it, shall we?
Let's do it.
I'll get it.
All right. Yeah, why don't you pick that one up?
I got it. 937, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hola. Hey. Today is my 16th birthday, and I'm, like, so excited, and it's so amazing, and I'm so amped.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my son, Ryan. Ryan, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Okay. What are you doing
Happy
right
birthday,
now?
Ryan.
Max.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Did you guys go out
there? Good. No, we did not.
Oh, you didn't? What'd you do?
We had breakfast here, had toast.
How was it?
Good, good.
Good.
Got a birthday hat, so, yeah.
Really?
Does it have candles on my head and everything.
Wow.
Big day, big day.
Yep.
So, how does it feel to be the big 1-6?
Yep.
Oh my God, you sound like Dour Mike, Rhino.
You sound like Dour Mike. What do you want me to say?
Nice comeback.
Well.
So what's your
big day planned?
Just head over to my grandma's, have a party and everything. So regular birthday stuff. Oh, Dad, Uncle Vince called me. So dropped a card off.
How was he?
Had a dog sitting on a cat.
Ryan.
So, yeah.
Ryan.
Are we there?
Hey,
we lost
Jay?
Everybody. Or I have dropped
off.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear
Ryan,
me?
You back?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why, was it off?
Yeah, I lost it. I don't know if everyone else did.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So,
everything's good
I'm
now.
Here.
So,
yeah,
so you're going to
okay.
be partying with Grandma. So you're going to be partying with Grandma this afternoon. There you go.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
Good old Mammy and Pappy.
Yep, Mammy and Pappy. Yep. Good old Pappy. Got done building the attic, fixing up the attic. He's so proud of it. Yep.
So you're a sophomore in high school right now, right?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
It is working.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
Hey, Ryan, I think we have another caller.
Okay.
So I want you to stay on the line and listen to this next caller, okay?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
All right. 917, you're on the air with Rhino and Jay and Matt.
Hi, guys.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rhino. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
How was that, buddy?
Thank you.
Wow.
Good. Yeah.
That was better than good, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, that was good. That was great. That was fantastic. What do you want?
Oh, my God. That was the lovely Miss Knight, so you thank her.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, now, Ryan, before you go, I want you to, you have a story about a guy you used to know. His name's Leaping Larry or something?
Yeah, there.
Well, why don't you tell us about him?
I will. See, back in my day, we had the best dunker in the ABA. His name was Leaping Larry. See, all y'all youngins love that Lebanon James. You know, Leaping Larry, he could get the ball standing up from half court, just dunk it flat-footed. He was the best dunker until someone went and shot him in kneecaps. I tell you what, now everyone just love that Michael Jordan, that Julius Irving with that afro. But no, Leaping Larry, best dunker ever in the NBA. He could dunk. He led the NBA in three-pointers and slash dunks. He dunked the three-pointer. Think about it. Best dunker ever, Leaping Larry.
Y'all think I'm playing? Don't make me come through this phone. Slap your boots upside the think, Melon. Boy, don't even get me started on the farm.
Why? What's wrong with the farm?
Them cows done stopped laying eggs and my chickens done run dry. All we got over here is beans and apples. Last night I had a bean and apple pie that didn't taste too good because it was 3 weeks old, because all we got is beans and apples. That dang tractor broke down 3 weeks ago, too. I haven't been able to plow my crops.
I think I'm about to get replaced as the co-host on this show.
Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. Anything else, Rhino?
No, that is about it.
Of course
so.
That is.
Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. Well, buddy, we just all want to wish you a happy birthday, especially me. And
why, thank you.
All right, and I'll see you later at Mammy and Pappy's.
Okay. Well, this is a very thoughtful thing of you, turning from beating me all the time to saying happy birthday. I'm liking the change.
Well, I'm trying to do better. All right. I love you.
All right. Love you too.
Okay. I'll see you later. Right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God. Rhino, ladies and gentlemen.
And
yes.
I'm sure that each of our 58,000 listeners wish Rhino a happy birthday also.
I'm sure they do, too. Oh, God. And is Knight still on?
She's still on.
Yeah.
Hey, Knight, thank you very much. That was so sweet, and it sounded hot.
That was awesome.
Now that I disconnected Ryan, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Were you naked when you did that?
I am.
Oh my God.
How did she know that question was coming?
Oh my God.
Because I wake up in the morning just to do this. So I'm barely conscious.
Oh, say that one again. That's a good one. There's a good sound bite, Jay. I wake up in the morning just to do this.
I wanted to know whose voice that was in your interview earlier.
What do you mean? That was Christine.
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you saying it was...
Vice movie!
Vice movie!
I was hoping to hear that.
Uh-huh.
It was... It turns out it was someone way hotter than Christine O'Donnell.
And way smarter.
Absolutely.
So is that your foreplay between the two of you, is to act out interviews with political characters?
A little role play,
yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, at night, we sit here next to each other with headphones on, and then we still wear them when we go to bed. It's like a guy and a chick on a bike that you see, and they're talking to each other through microphones. And I say, come on, old lady, ride my Harley.
The headphones are much easier than just trying to use walkie-talkies.
Yeah, well, it helps. Got to hold on to those handlebars.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But they've been they like to do role play, and they've been... Do what?
I can't hear the show anymore.
Really?
Did something happen?
Oh God, I hope not.
Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you on the phone, but I can't hear you on the computer. It says buffering, so it's probably just me.
Oh, yeah, if it's buffering, you just have to refresh the page.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knight is currently buffering. That is hot.
So why are you guys meeting Friday night?
What's that?
We have a scheduling change that has forced us to move to Friday nights.
I don't like it. You know I'll never be around on a Friday night.
Well, you
I was afraid of that.
Wherever you
don't
are.
Don't you guys have hookers to pick up?
The hookers don't hit the streets till about 2 a.m. around here.
Yeah, same here.
We
they
are
hang
late,
out by the donut
we
shop.
Are late night. Now, down here, they hang out at the come and go.
Of course they do.
Convenience store.
I've seen that picture. Oh, God.
Well, Knight, thank you very much for calling. And, of course, you can stay on if you want. You can stay on
the
line.
That's the only way I can hear the show.
Okay, then.
Because
it's time.
To pretend I'm not here.
I can't
that's not
pretend
possible.
You're not there because you're always there to me.
Oh, God.
But, Matt, it is
and
time
Ryan
for
feels,
us to...
Ryan feels the same way now, too.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll be hearing you sing to him in his sleep tonight. At least, well, I'll be hearing it. Anyway, I believe it's time for us to get into our NFL picks here, Matt Mann, with 12 minutes left to go in the show.
Really? My God, the time has flown by.
Yep, and we have a yet another special sponsor this week, and this week it's a political ad. A politician stepped up to the plate.
Yes, it is. It's a very special, and it makes sense. It's topical. We have a new sponsor for this week's I'm with Stupid NFL picks. So let's get right to it.
Yo, I'm Carl Paladino, and I'm running for governor of New York. Are you tired of gays parading around the streets? Are you saddened by seeing lazy black people wandering the streets? Are you tired of Andrew Cuomo walking around with his balls stuck up his butt? Well, if you are, vote for me, Carl Paladino. I have enough testosterone to get the entire frickin' female population of the New York State pregnant, and I'll get things done in Albany. So remember, on November 2nd, vote for me, Carl Paladino, for New York governor. I ain't no queer, I ain't no dashiki-wearing Zulu, I ain't got my balls hiding up my colon. I'm you. Paid for by the committee to elect Carl Paladino. Andrew Dice Clay, chairman.
And there you
there
have
we go.
It.
There we go.
Always nice to hear from the C-man.
Hey, absolutely, and of course he is our, we have endorsed him here on I'm With Stupid.
Yes, we have. In fact, I wish he... Oh, boy, we need to get him to do a promo.
Absolutely. So, first game this week, I've got Washington at Chicago.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah,
of course it does. The two centers of corruption in this country.
So you got the Obamas going against the establishment, Washington and Chicago. Who are you taking this week, Jay?
Well, I'm going to take Chicago in this game. I think that the Chicago machine wins out over the Washington corruption, mainly because it just runs better than Washington does. But I got to warn all you Tea Partiers out there, you can't go to this game. Stadium was built with taxpayer money. Instead of Soldier Field, it should just be called Pork Barrel Stadium. And the only, you know, you can't, and of course, to get there, you have to take socialist public transportation. We're opposed to that. We want those taken out, by the way. So Tea Partiers can't go to this game, which is difficult because they can't root for Washington either. So I think you have to just pretend the game doesn't exist.
That's a good idea. And because of that, I'm not even going to pick a winner.
Well, you have to because you're four games behind so far this season.
Okay, I'll go with Chicago, but you know what? This game, America is the real loser.
Absolutely. What's your first game for us?
Jay, since we're having a tea party, it cannot be a tea party if we don't include the New England Patriots. So,
of course.
We have New England at San Diego. We got a battle of the coasts. We got left coast against the East Coast liberals, elitists. And I think the elitists are going to pan out and beat these Mexican-loving San Diegans all to hell.
I agree. I'm taking New England. This game is everything that's wrong with America right now. The People's Republic of Massachusetts against the state full of left-wing liberal nutcases. But as always, the liberal elitists will win out because they control everything. And
well,
they'll probably cheat.
Of course they will. But the thing is, the worst thing about this game, there will be 60, 70,000 people there in San Diego. 35,000 of them will be illegals.
That's right. Which is fine with the Patriots. Because they just, you know, they love them. So, moving on. The next game is St. Louis at Tampa Bay. And taking a little break from the Tea Party here. A great matchup between two great teams.
This is our weekly Millard Fillmore Bowl, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's also the Nipsey Russell tribute game.
What?
Each week, we do a little Nipsey Russell tribute, America's Poet Laureate, from back in the day on Laugh In and the Dean Martin Roasts, one of a great, great American, and the man who would be part of the Tea Party if he were alive today, I have no doubt. So, here we go with my little Nipsey Russell tribute. Sporting events draw small crowds in Tampa Bay, even though the weather is seldom gloomy and gray. But Tampa is still considered one of America's party hubs, mostly because of their world-class strip clubs. So there we go. And I'm taking St. Louis in this game.
You always leave me off meter because I expect more.
Four lines. That's all I've got in me. Four lines.
But it is so Nipsey-esque.
it's quick, it's pithy, it rhymes. That's all I can do.
It's pithy. I love that word. No, I think Tampa Bay. I'm taking Tampa Bay. I have nothing funny to say, as usual.
It's never stopped you before.
But they're a young team, and they're pretty talented. And even though they're young, they have an easy schedule. And, yeah, Tampa Bay is going to mop up the Rams. Although I'd like to have sex with the embraceable U's. The entire
squad. And what's our last game?
That would be an old AFL-NFL rivalry that has gone on for decades. J-Man, it would be the Oakland Raiders at Mile High Stadium in Denver. Although it's not called that anymore, is it?
I call it that still. But I tell you, finally, a team that the Tea Partiers can get behind, the Denver Broncos, because Jesus' own Tim Tebow plays for the Broncos. So if you root for Jesus – and we all should, then you root for Tim Tebow. That means you root for the Broncos.
And conversely, if you're rooting for the Raiders, you're rooting against the baby Jesus.
Exactly. You can't have that now.
No.
So I'll take Denver.
And I will too, because God told me to.
Oh, that really surprises me. I thought you'd go with Oakland.
Of course you did.
So there we go. Four really, really stupid football picks. And we got 4 minutes left in the show.
But we still have,
do you have
night
any
on
other?
The, we still have night on the line.
Yes, we do.
Night, are you awake? I think we lost night. Oh, she just went on. You know, I could picture her phone in between her naked breastises.
Exactly.
With a little
drool
coming out the mouth.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hot. Oh, God.
Thank you tonight for calling in and singing.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was sweet.
And just being you, because you are awesome. So, any,
are you talking to
any
or
the last
me?
3 minutes? I'm talking to night.
Oh, okay.
You're okay. Yeah, you're all right.
Well,
and thanks to Rhino for calling in and entertaining us for a few minutes there.
We may have to have him on every week.
We may have to. You may have to call in and save the show every week.
And thanks to his buddy Leapin' Larry.
And Leapin' Larry.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest player none of us have ever seen.
I think he played for the Quad City Colonels.
Oh, that's party central right there, Quad City.
Evidently, you know, Dower Mike couldn't call in this week, so he must be busy.
Must be. Very unfortunate. I thought he would call in and join our movement.
Probably re-riveting his new screen door or something.
Knight is in the chat room, and she asks, how did you know where I hold my phone?
Oh,
well, we just have that kind of imagination.
I was going to say, because I thought about it, but then I was going to say, because I fantasize about it.
Fantasize. That's where I fantasize the phone would be. And since she's listening to us, basically, we are there between her breasts.
Ooh, that's a good point.
1 minute left.
How about that? We're stringing this out.
Well, there's Mike on the phone. Do you want to pick that up and run over?
We've got to get him in real quick. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Way to call in early. Way to call in early at the 90-second mark.
What are you doing, Mike?
Well,
58 minutes and 30 seconds in, and Mike finally shows up.
I just thought I'd call in to say bye.
Bye,
that
Mike.
That was nice, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you know what rhymes with style phone?
No.
Dial tone.
Okay, folks. That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Everybody listening live stream. Everybody's going to listen in archives. Especially when they listen over and over and over and over again in archives.
And don't forget, this Friday, October 29th, our show's moving to 11 p.m.
Exactly. And we will probably let you know that many, many times this week on the blogs and on Twitter and Facebook, where we have 90 people on our Facebook fan page.
Exactly.
So we're on a roll there. So anyway, 10 seconds. That's it. We're going to crank up the music. And bye, everybody.
See y'all.